जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रजन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
कीर्तन की जाय श्रीमद्भागवतम की जाय शिल प्रभुपाद की जाय नितय गो प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर सेकंड एंटाइटल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ महाराज अग्निध्र टेक्स्ट नंबर 22 एंड 23 This is in prose form, not in poetry form. Just I will read. Agnidhro raja atripta kamanam apsarasam evanudhinam adi manyamanas tasya shoka tam shrutibir avrudda yatra pitaro madayante. What mean? Agnidhra. Raja, the king. Atripta, not satisfied. Kamanam, with sense gratification. Apsarasam, the celestial woman. Purvachiti, eva, certainly. Anudinam, day after day. Adi, exceedingly. Manyamana, thinking of. Tasya, of her. Salokatam, promotion to the same planet. Shrutibhi, by the Vedas. Avarundha, got. Yatra, where. Pitara, the forefathers. Madayante, take pleasure. translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation.
After Purvachitti's departure, King Agnidra, his lusty desires not at all satisfied, always thought of her. Therefore, in accordance with the Vedic injunctions, the king, after his death, was promoted to the same planet as his celestial wife. That planet, which is called Pitraloka, is where the Pitas, the forefathers, live in great delight. Purport. If one always thinks of something, he certainly gets a related body after death. Maharaj Agnidra was always thinking of Pitraloka, the place where his wife had written. Therefore, after his death, he achieved that same planet, probably to live with her again. Bhagavad Gita also says, Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejanti ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhav bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. We can naturally conclude that if we always think of Krishna or become fully Krishna conscious, we can be promoted to the planet of Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna eternally lives. Next verse 23. We'll just read translation. It has no purport. After the departure of their father, the nine brothers married the nine daughters of Meru, named Meru Devi, Prati, Rupa, Ugradhamstri, Lata, Ramya, Shama, Nari, Bhadra, and Devaviti. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Activities of Maharaj Agnidra.
ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सगन रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सगन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौर तुषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्यां जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर बीइंग प्रेजेंट टुडे फॉर टुडेज श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास
I seek blessings of all devotees assembled here and maybe those who are not assembled but hearing from different devices. I seek their blessings so that I can speak something for my own purification. Few days back, when His Grace Radha Shyam Prabhu was leaving to go to Kunjibhairi temple, I just went to see him up at the service gate. And then he was talking to different devotees, and then when he finally sat in the vehicle to leave, he looked at me and he said, "Acharatna, so please stay here as many days, as many months, as many years as you want, you know." So when I heard, I felt so happy. I felt immediately at home. Because at home you can stay as much days as possible. If you go anywhere else, immediately after a few days, if you stay in a hotel or guest house, people will come to check up when you are leaving. You know? So, I am deeply grateful to His Grace Radha Shyam Prabhu to give me this feeling here. And not only Radha Shyam Prabhu, all the devotees. Sarva Lakshan Prabhu, Revati Prabhu, Antardip Prabhu, all the managers, leaders, for making me feel at home, and I am really deeply indebted. Actually, Prabhupada created a home in which whole world can live. So, ISKCON temples are like spiritual homes in this material world, created by Srila Prabhupada. However, it is devotees who actually make it and give that experience. And I'm sure Prabhupada must be very happy that devotees are creating this environment for everyone. Because actually, we are like lost children in this material world. The material world is a dangerous place. And coming back home is a very beautiful, heartening experience. So this is a home away from home. Goloka Vrindavan is our original home. And here in the material world, ISKCON temples are like, you know, home away from home. And especially I'm really very happy to be here at lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, Sri Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and all his wonderful devotees. Hare Krishna. So today we are studying from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 2nd of the 5th canto, the activities of Maharaj Agnidra. And here we are seeing Maharaj Agnidra has enjoyed with his dear wife Purvachiti for years together. Then Purvachiti left the world, went to Pitraloka, and Agnidra, he was not satisfied with all his material desires. And he was again hankering to fulfill those desires. And because he had those desires, today's verse says that he attained Pitraloka. He went to that same planet where Purvachiti was there. So here we see there is a great lesson for all of us to learn. Sometimes we think that if we try to fulfill our desires will be finished. And then we can take to Krishna consciousness nicely. Sometimes this thought is there, okay Prabhu, little desire is there, let me fulfill that. Then I can take to Krishna consciousness fully, wholeheartedly. But actually, Bhagavatam, we see so many examples. When one goes in the path of fulfilling desire, there's no end to the desires. Rather, this material desire, they'll burn like a fire. And trying to fulfill desire is like adding fuel in it. And that fire just burns. So, only way is ultimately to, you know, understand the truth of the, understand the reality that this material desires cannot give me happiness, and give up that desire and cultivate desire to serve Krishna and please Krishna and perfect our lives. So this material world we are living in is not just running by chance and going automatically. There are definite laws. And there is, here we are discussing today, the law of last thought. What are we thinking at last moment is actually accordingly we are promoted to the next destination. So this is a great science of transmigration. Unfortunately, many materialistic people, they don't know about this science. They don't know about life itself, what to speak of this science of, you know, life, science of transmigration. But Bhagavatam so beautifully explains this science along with so many wonderful examples, illustrious examples. We see both examples, examples of those who were able to successfully think of Krishna at time of death and go back home, back to Godhead. Like we have Dhruva Maharaj, who went back home, back to Godhead. We have even Ajamila, who went back home, back to Godhead. And similarly, we have other examples where they had to go through different births till they perfected lives. We see the example of Bharat Maharaj, very exalted personality on whose name our country, land is called as Bharat. He thought of a deer and he became deer in next life. Similarly, we have another example here, Puranjan, that is Upakyan, allegorical story, but principle is mentioned, how Puranjan, he thought of a wife and then next life he became woman. Sometimes we see there are racial discriminations so much, or sometimes discrimination based on body. And you know, imagine if we think of woman, we may become woman next life, you know. Or somebody thinks of man, he becomes man next time. Somebody thinks of black, he may become black next time. Somebody thinks of white, he may become white next time. Sometimes we may think of, you know, driving a certain class of people away from certain area. And because of thinking, we may become, maybe born in that area. One time. So, we have to be very careful about what our activities are, what our speech is, and what our thoughts are, because that is going to give us the next destination. So Krishna consciousness is not just like, you know, we take to Krishna, we wear dhoti kurta tilak, and yes, we are assured to perfect our lives and go back home, back to Godhead. Yes, Krishna consciousness is simple, but at the same time, we have to be also understand this law of last thought and also align our life accordingly. Few years back, during Mayapur Gaur Purnima festival, where thousands of devotees all over the world come to Mayapur. So few international devotees, they had gone to Ganga Bath. And bathing Ganga is very exciting, but sometimes very dangerous also. So one devotee, all of a sudden somehow started drowning in Ganga. And then he was almost drowned, but another devotee saw that he is, you know, sometimes we don't know people are drowning or swimming, you know. So, you know, other devotee understood that he is really drowning. So, he just jumped and went. And, you know, he was almost gone. But somehow he went below and brought him back. And by the time he was brought on the shore, on the bank of Ganga, he was completely unconscious. Then his whole body was filled with water. Somehow they, you know, struggle hard to remove the water and all these things. And after a long time, he came back to consciousness. And then devotees were relieved. And these devotees were like from same community and very good friends of each other. So one devotee asked this devotee, his friend who was just drowned, he said, "My dear friend, you know, we heard in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam so many times that when person is dying, one has some certain thoughts. So can you tell me what happened exactly and what was the state of your mind when you are almost drowned?" And then this devotee became little grave and he said, "Prabhuji, thank you for asking this question. And I can assure you, what Bhagavatam Bhagavatam says is perfect. Whatever we do whole life, at time of death, that comes. And he said, I am really feeling very ashamed and embarrassed to tell what thoughts came to my mind. But now you have given me second chance. So now I will, you know, prepare myself. So that next time I come, you know, at least, you know, I can better give this exam. So, this law of last thought. So it's not that, you know, last thought moment we think of Krishna and we can think of Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. No. It's like using calculator. In calculator we see, in the end we press equal to button. And the result comes. Isn't it? Now, whatever last button we press, result come. Last thought, but that last button is equal to. Equal to means it is a summation, you know. It depends on what all things you have typed before, you know. So it is sum total of all things come. So sum total of all is sense gratification, then sense gratification thoughts come, then naturally we have to take birth again and enter in the cycle of birth and death. However, if you have dedicated your life in service of Krishna, the person whose life is dedicated day and night, year after year, for them, there is no worry, because, you know, their life is perfect. Whether they live or they die, they are Krishna conscious. So for great souls who are thoroughly absorbed in Krishna consciousness, death really doesn't make sense, means doesn't matter. How they die, physically how they depart, doesn't matter. Whether they depart in accident, they depart in sleep, they depart in any kinds of external, doesn't matter. Because how they have lived their life, whole life, is actually the most important. So, and if person is materialistic person, then no matter in death time, whatever we do, it may have some minimal effect. We see a famous example of famous story, you know, businessman, his children were wanting him to retire. So they invited Sadhu so that he can, you know, take that father businessman to, you know, Yatra. This father was very attached to business, but somehow being pushed by his children and then inspired by Sadhu, somehow he went for pilgrimage. He went to so many holy places. And, you know, children were thinking that now by going to so many holy places, he will become attached to Krishna, attached to spirituality, attached to God, and he will become detached from material thing. And Sadhu was also thinking like that, you know, effect of holy places will have on him. And to give really super effect, he took him to Varanasi, Manikarnika Ghat, where, you know, dead bodies are burned. Because one thing, especially death, is very serious thing. As soon as we see people dying, immediately one, it makes one think about one's attachments. One, it makes one think about temporary nature of this world. And one can get deep spiritual realization. But somehow this person, he was so deeply businessman. So when he came there in Varanasi, he started crying at Manikarnika Ghat. Sadhu was so happy that finally he has become detached. Maybe he has got a lot of realizations, you know. And then after that, Sadhu asked him, my dear sir, why are you crying? He said, I am such a fool. I never knew there's so much prospect for this wood business here, you know. I was whole life doing this cloth business, you know. Imagine with cloth, if I had started wood business, I would have made so much money. So if person is materially attached, even in such situation, may not make him Krishna conscious. So these material attachments are very, you know, deep, and one should be aware of that. And one should not take for granted spiritual life. Jai Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chand Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Shishi Jagannath Bhadra Sudmaya Ki Jai, Shil Prabhupad Ki Jai. So one should be beware of one's material attachments. We see every day we sleep. Sleep is like a semi-death only. Every day when we sleep, we can just check what dreams we get. So we can get some test our consciousness. Similarly, every day we live and every interactions we have is also actually going closer to death only. So we have to check how much are we attached to Krishna and how much we are attached to Maya. Every day we attend morning program, we are dancing in Mangalarti. How much we are able to think of Krishna and how much mind is running towards sense gratification or other thoughts other than Krishna, Krishnetar. Every day we are chanting, sitting for chanting Hare Krishna, we can just reflect. How much are we able to focus on Krishna and holy names and how much our mind is running here and then? From that we can get idea how much we are ready for achieving perfect destination of life. Sometimes when you analyze this, one may become even scared and hopeless also. At same time, actually, having come to Krishna consciousness, there is no need to become hopeless. There is another businessman, one time he was going in his ship, traveling with lot of goods, and somehow he lost the way and he was caught in the middle of the ocean, nowhere, and he somehow struggling hard, and he lost direction, he lost contact with the ground station, all this, and he was struggling very hard and became very miserable and very frustrated, and he was becoming hopeless. Somehow after a long time he was able to connect to the ground station and got someone in signal, and he started communicating, and he was very miserable and he started saying, oh, I am lost in the ocean, and he was very miserable. And the person who was at whatever station, he asked, my dear sir, I just want to know, do you know from where you left, which port you left, which place you left? He said, yes, I know perfectly from where I left, Then he asked, do you know where you want to reach your final port destination? He said, yes, I definitely know where I want to reach. Then he said, you are not lost. It's just that you need direction to reach there. So don't worry. So you are not lost. The person who is lost is one who doesn't know where he wants to go. He doesn't know his destination. He doesn't know the destination. So definitely sometimes when we come to Krishna consciousness, and sometimes we may feel, Arey, Bapre, I am lost in this material existence, and so much material desires and ocean of challenges and complexities. But actually, at least if you know what we want to achieve in life, I want to achieve lotus feet of Krishna. We have left from the spiritual world, come to the material world. Now I am material world, struggling in this ocean of materialism. But I want to go back to Krishna, go back to Goloka Vrindavan. So at least if we know that, we are not lost. It's only that we need proper direction, we need good association, and then we need little focus and sincerity, that then we can achieve the destination. We see Srila Prabhupada, he started this ISKCON for this purpose, to give perfect direction to each one and everyone to go back home, back to Godhead. We know that famous letter of Srila Prabhupada, which he wrote to Dr. Rajendra Prasad. This was in 21st November 1956. That means 10 years before Prabhupada established ISKCON. 1966 Prabhupada established ISKCON. This is 1956. 10 years before starting ISKCON. So he writes, I will just read letter written by Prabhupada so we can understand glories of Prabhupada. So this is letter to President His Excellency Dr. Rajendra Prasad, President Indian Union, Rashtrapati Bhavan, New Delhi. He writes many things. Kindly accept my humble obeisances. It is the custom of India from a time immemorial that a citizen of state would approach the king to express his grievances for redemption, and the king would very kindly consider his case as duty bound and give him necessary relief by the royal judgment. At the present moment, your excellency is seated in the position of the king by the will and grace of the Lord. And as a true Vaishnav, I must accept your excellency as a representative of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, as he has expressed himself in the pages of Bhagavad Gita. As such, I beg to lay before you, your most exalted honor, the following few lines for favorable consideration and do the needful in pure consciousness. Your excellency is the representative of Sri Krishna by authority, and I hope Sri Krishna will direct you from within in the matter of my transcendent service to him. I beg to submit herewith that by the grace of Sri Krishna, through his mercy personified, my spiritual master. So by grace of Krishna and through his mercy personified, my spiritual master, I have realized it most thoroughly that going back to Godhead is the highest privilege of mankind, and that is the supreme perfection of human life. Unfortunately, the present day human civilization is very much attracted with the beauty of apara prakriti, the illusory material nature, and as such they are overpowered by demonic form of propensities in the atheistic setup of civilization manifested in the matter of sense gratification. This tendency is dangerously harmful to the real progress of life. The aim of life should be to make a sincere effort to go back home, back to Godhead. But the contrary to this, the tendency is to go back to hell, or in the cycle of evolutionary animal life, as it is described in 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada writes, kindly hear attentively. Please, therefore, save them from this great fall down. Believe me or not, I have got the clue of going back to Godhead just after leaving my present material body, and in order to take along with me all my contemporary men and women of the world, I have started my paper Back to Godhead as one of the means to the way. So Prabhupada had started Back to Godhead in year 1944. So imagine, 1944 itself, Prabhupada was extremely confident how to go back home, back to God. So he started Back to God magazine. And here he is telling to president in 1956. And then 1960 he is established in ISKCON. So he said further, please do not think me of as a wonderful or a madman when I say that I shall go back home, back to Godhead after leaving my present material body. You know, sometimes one may say, maybe he's madman thinking, what is this? You know, he said, don't think me madman. It is quite possible for everyone and all of us to go back home, back to Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is very clearly stated that whoever may adopt the specific process of accepting Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, he will be able to achieve the highest transcendental goal of life. Never mind what he is, either a born untouchable, a fallen woman, a laborer, or a man dealing in rupees, anas, pies. His being so, what is their difficulty for a pious Brahmin and devoted king for going back to Godhead? Everyone should therefore adopt this principle of going back to Godhead in order to get released from the world of miseries with temporary existence. This fact is corroborated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the practical demonstrator of Bhagavad Gita and as the most magnanimous incarnation of Sri Krishna. The personality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya has made the path of going back to Godhead so easy for everyone that even a small boy of the world can swim across the ocean of religiosity, although it is injected with so many dangerous animals ready to devour up a fallen person in that great massive water. I have simply adopted the easy method of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just suitable to the modern people in general. And now here, everybody is awake? How many of you are awake? Okay, so Prabhupada is saying, as such, I am feeling as sure of going back to Godhead as I feel without any doubt after taking my dinner that I have eaten to my satisfaction. After eating full dinner prasad, how many of you get confident this I have eaten sufficiently? So Prabhupada says, I am that much sure
to go back home, back to Godhead after leaving this my body, you know. This feeling is a necessary concomitant factor of the great science of devotional service in the approved line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am therefore very eager to broadcast the secret of my success to all men and women of the world. As a natural consequence, and I am seeking your excellency's help and cooperation in this great attempt of transcendental service. Jai. So Prabhupada was very confident of going back home Godhead. And he felt concerned for the suffering humanity. And therefore he was seeking help. So he said, why is he eager to broadcast? Because he knew the secret. For him it was, therefore we see so many times he writes back home, back to Godhead, back home, back to Godhead. Never ever in any book anybody has ever heard so many times written, you know. This is one of the most common word Prabhupada uses in any book. Small book, middle book, big book, mahabig book, whatever. You know? Back home, back to Godhead. Because Prabhupada was very confident. And he says, because I want to share this secret with everybody, the secret of my success. So we see these great personalities. Therefore, they are not fearful of death. For them, they have perfected their lives. So they are ready to take up any challenge. At the age of 70, he is taking such challenge to go back to America. Similarly, we see even in final days, 1977, he was not able to eat, he was not able to sit, he was not able to do anything. Finally, after long treatment, he just got little strength to little sit, immediately wanted to go to America. Because for them, life and death, you know, they have transcended that. Their only goal is to help others. And similarly, we saw recently, Bhakti Chaur Maharaj. So much threat, so much, all people all over the world are so fearful. But he was so bold, so courageous, because they want to share the secret of success with others. How we can perfect life and go back home, back to God. This material world is not a fit place for gentlemen. It's a very miserable place. Whereas back home, back to God, spiritual world is actually most blissful place. It's our home. For these great souls, death is like a very joyous occasion. It's like, you know, somebody is working hard whole day, weeks together, months together, years together, and finally comes back home. Imagine, you know, when he comes back home, he knocks the door and the mother opens the door, you know, or loving family member opens the door. How one feels? So joyful, so happy. Finally, one is back home. One feels so relieved. So for great souls, death is like that. Coming back home. So soothing, so happy experience. Srimad Bhagavatam in 10th canto gives example. For great soul, death is like autumn season. Autumn season, we see, like farmers, they work very hard in previous seasons. In rainy season, they work very hard. Before that, sowing seeds, and rainy season also, you know. It's very hard work. But then later on, autumn season comes. Autumn season is a season where we harvest the grains. It's a very festive season, joyful season, because all the hard works are going to now pay off. Or in modern words, we can say, it's a day of getting salary, you know. Imagine somebody, employee, is working very hard, and the salary day, on the day of salary, is most happy, isn't it? It's not a miserable day. For a person who is working in a company, which is the happiest day? Isn't it? Those who are working here, they may know. No? Look forward for that day, you know. So, death is like that day, where one gets the fruits. Especially those devotees who have worked so hard, tirelessly, struggling with Maya, struggling with all temptations, serving Krishna, going through all the challenges. Material world is, every step is a danger. Dealing with all that, you know. So death is like, you know, reward. Krishna is rewarding. Oh, my dear son, you did so wonderfully. Please now come back. Enough. Enough with the struggles now. Welcome home. Krishna with open arms just welcomes great devotees home. Like I remember in 2004 or so, when Sridhar Maharaj, he got some health issues, and then when doctors told that there is no hope, so he just came to Mayapur.
And when he came to Mayapur, there was a great reception for him. And devotees doing such wonderful kirtans. And when Maharaj came to Mayapur, he said, just Jai. Now all struggles are over. Now I am back home. Jai. He was so happy that now all the end of all struggles and now I am back home. Safe at lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Similarly, we see departure of Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj and then so many great souls in past and now recently departure of Bhakti. Such a glorious and beautiful, perfect departure. So for such great souls, you know, it's a very joyous occasion. However, definitely disciples, followers, well-wishers, it's a painful because one may be losing that association. So, however, the principle is that because they have dedicated the every day, every week, every month, year after year, completely in service of Krishna, they already achieved success. So we can also follow in their footsteps. And like Prabhupada is saying, this is concomitant factor of, you know, practicing Krishna consciousness sincerely, you know. This confidence, if you see in these great souls who are traveling and preaching, especially sannyasis, very confident, very bold, very happy, very joyful, because they have that faith and confidence in heart, which they have earned by their sincere practice of Krishna consciousness. Like we get confident after eating prasad, yes, I am fully satisfied now. So like that, these people are, no, they have no attraction for materialistic things of the world. This is another sign that person has really achieved perfection. Like his own Bhakti Charan Maharaj, when he was going to America, he was not thinking that, oh wow, I will go to America. He was thinking, yes, I know I am going to hell. Called America, you know. So they are not at all attracted to anything of these materialistic things. But they want to just share mercy of Krishna, mercy of Parampara. One has experienced the glimpse of spiritual world. One has experienced glimpse of nectar of Krishna consciousness. They can see even so-called opulent place and all this, like America, into as hell. Sometimes conditioned souls like us, we can go, maybe very nice, no? So, if you have attractions for such things, material opulences, and you have attraction for opposite sex, we have attraction for all this material, that means so you have a long way to go. But we have hope, because we have wonderful leaders. If you just follow in their footsteps, we can also go by their mercy. So we see these great souls, they just live for serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna. They have no their personal consideration. They are not interested in their own happiness. They are interested in serving Krishna. And happiness is just a byproduct. And we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami say, this gopis of Vrindavan, a speciality of them is that they are not at all hankering any happiness for themselves, any comfort for themselves, any satisfaction for themselves. But it is so amazing that they experience so much happiness, even more than Krishna. They are not wanting happiness. Their only focus is service. But as a byproduct, they get so much happiness. They get so much ecstatic feelings. Like Daruka, even Daruka, when he's fanning, he gets so much ecstatic feelings and happiness. But he condemns this ecstasy. He says, oh, that is coming on my way of serving Krishna. For them, service of Krishna is more important. Similarly, we see gopis, when they see Krishna, the tears start coming in their eyes and they say, oh, what are these tears, you know? They are blocking our vision of Krishna. They are creating obstacle in our service to Krishna. And they condemn this ecstasies or happiness because they are more attached to, you know, serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna. So, and that's how they experience millions of times more happiness than Krishna also. So much so that Krishna feels wondrous, are I am source of everything. I am source of all happiness. But they are enjoying more than me. Maybe I should also try to become servant of Krishna. Then Krishna also wants to become servant of Krishna and his devotees. Because this position of actually serving Krishna and being focused on serving Krishna is so glorious. And other things are just byproduct. We see a conditioned soul is very busy serving his body. But Prabhupada writes, why we serve body actually? We serve body because there is soul within the body. As long as soul is there, we serve body. So actually we are wanting to serve soul only. As soon as soul leaves the body, we hardly care for the body. We just burn that body. So if you think little deeply, actually we are wanting to serve soul only. Our love is only originally not for the body but soul only. As long as soul is there, we love the body. And then Prabhupada further mentions that why do we love soul? Because actual soul is part and parcel of supreme soul, super soul, God or Krishna. Because originally our love is for Krishna only. And originally our desire is to serve Krishna eternally without any motivation, without any interruption. But due to Maya, somehow we have forgotten our constitution nature. We see in Vrindavan, in Golok Vrindavan, in spiritual abode, all Vrajavasis, all Gopas, all Gopis, even elderly Gopas, Gopis, even cows, they love Krishna more than their own children. Cows love Krishna more than their calves also. And more than themselves also. That is actually state of pure love. And that state, one can experience actually unlimited joy and happiness. So, that is our goal. And slowly, slowly, you know, in our practical conditional life, we try to mold our life in such a way that, you know, sometimes we may not be happy, but at least we should know. My body or mind may not be happy, but soul is very happy. So let me engage in Krishna's service. Maybe because of illusion, I am thinking that I am not happy in Krishna's service. Actually, we are most happy in Krishna's service. If we are not happy, that is just, if we are thinking we are not happy, that is just illusion. Reality is that as soon as we try to selflessly serve Krishna and Guru and Vaishnavas, usually one is properly situated and one becomes properly happy. So one should mold one's life in such a way that we are always engaged in serving Krishna, serving Guru and serving Vaishnavas. In a way they are pleased, not hankering for our own pleasures. Because we are misidentifying ourselves, we don't know who we are only and how we are going to please ourselves, you know. But by mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas we know Krishna is actually Supreme Lord and our worthy goal is to please Him. So, and we have to understand, like here we are studying the story of Agnitra. He tried to satisfy his senses, he was not satisfied. He was frustrated. Here we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, gopis are trying to serve Krishna and they are so ecstatic, they are getting millions of times more happiness. So if even our goal is happiness, the real way is to actually make Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas our object of service. And we should understand also, here we are seeing Agnidra left the body after some time. So it's just a matter of days, months or years. Today or tomorrow we are going to leave body. So smar anitya nityata. We have to always remember how I am engaging my time and my resources, my energies. Is it so that I can go closer to Krishna or am I getting diverted by sense gratification? Especially when we remember the temporary nature of world and when we remember, oh, that final equal to button is going to be, you know, so we, it can make us little more serious. And best way to live life is to ideally actually to think that today is my last life, last day in life. So imagine today's last day in life, would we do any sense gratification? Will we offend any devotee? How will we live life? Naturally, one will live life with great gratitude, with great humility, with great tolerance. If you offend devotees, beg forgiveness. And most importantly, engage heartily in serving Krishna, because you know, devotee, whether living or dead, basically what is his main goal is to please Krishna by serving Krishna. So, so every day when we get up in the morning, we can think, what am I grateful to Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas today? And how am I going to serve and please Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas today? And immediately, you know, if we just little bit reflect and we feel grateful, we feel happy, and whole day we can be enthusiastic to serve Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas. And we can see. And if you leave body, no problem, because at least we are properly engaged. And if you leave another day, okay, another day of wonderful opportunity to serve. So when we come in that consciousness, then actually it doesn't matter whether we die today or tomorrow. As we know about that famous story, Prabhupada used to say, Jivova Morova. That sadhu gave blessing to Vaishnava, that whether you die or you live doesn't matter, because you are already living in perfect way. Always thinking of Krishna and trying to serve Krishna and please Krishna. And that is perfection of life. I remember one time I had gone to Radha Gopinath temple Chowpatti. Radhanath Maharaj had come, and there were so many programs, wonderful Bhagavatam classes, Sunday feast and prayernas and different events, and also there's some management meetings and all that. Maharaj life was very hectic, and it was very joyful, colorful occasion. And finally, after all the events, Sunday night, I think Maharaj was about to go to airport to catch his flight to go to America. So somehow, when Maharaj was about to leave, many devotees were standing out there, you know, just to see off Maharaj. And then Gaurampur came, Govindpur came, you know, then this Krishchandrapur came with the car. Radhakundpur was there, Gaurgopalpur was there, all of them were there. So, and Maharaj came. So immediately all of them sat in car, and then Gaurampur also pushed me. He said, you can also come, you know. And I also then got opportunity to get in the car, and then Maharaj came. He was offering namaskar to everybody, and then he all sat in the car. He sat in front, Krishchandra was driving, then we were behind, and we started driving. So it was a very big, wonderful kirtans and wonderful occasion, and then we started driving. Maharaj was having chanting mala, and then everybody was peaceful little, no? Thinking. Maharaj was chanting for some time. Then he looked behind, and he saw so many devotees have come. Then Maharaj was asking, so I want now everybody to tell me one Krishna's pastime, you know. So going through, start from yourself, you know. And going through all of a sudden, then he started telling Krishna's Makhan Chor pastime. After that, then he said, Gaurgopalpur, you speak then. So whoever were there in the car, you know, he was making everybody tell one pastime. Then he said, oh, Acharyatna, you tell the pastime, you know. I was thinking now what to tell all of, you know. That then I spoke about Brahma Vimohan Lila a little bit briefly. And like everybody was just speaking Krishna Katha, and Maharaj was very, you know, just hearing and relishing, you know. He was into it very much. And then like that, we reached the airport, you know. So then Maharaj looked behind. Finally, when we reached, he said, thanked everybody for such wonderful Krishna Katha. He was appreciating Krishna Katha and relishing Krishna Katha. So I was just thinking, this is life. We have come here and we may have so many duties, but then at the end it's important that we focus our mind on Krishna Katha, absorb in Krishna and relish Krishna Katha. So I saw Maharaj was so busy with so many activities, so many management meeting and all these things, and now he was going to America, but he was preparing his consciousness and he is hearing Krishna Katha, and you know, and he was so blissful. And then later on again he carried his luggage and his chanting mala and just went in. So actually this is how we can prepare our lives. Any moment anything can happen. So we may be busy all day in service of Krishna, but at the end of the day, again, you know, we have to make sure we consciously bring our mind back to lotus feet of Krishna. So here we see Agnidra, because he was attached to Purvachiti, he again had to come back in the cycle of birth and death. Whereas we see great devotees, because they are attached to Krishna, they go back to Krishna. Like here Prabhupada says, So we can naturally conclude that if we always think of Krishna or become fully Krishna conscious, we can be promoted to the planet of Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna eternally lives. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.